Supporters of Fort Drum are coming out in full force to prevent the North Country Army Post from losing more soldiers. The fears come from the Army's recent proposal to reduce troop levels to pre-World War II numbers. WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports.
State Senator Patty Ritchie's office has been working with the Fort Drum Regional Liaison Organization to gather more than 9,000 signatures in support of keeping jobs at the base, which she says pumped about $1.4 billion into the local economy last year. The organization's executive director, Carl McLaughlin, says Fort Drum is in a unique position right now because it's the largest Army installation north of North Carolina and east of the Mississippi River. But McLaughlin also says Fort Drum isn't located where the Army wants to boost its presence.
We're the only big power projection installation in that area. We have a tremendous influence in the northeast corner, but we're also engaged in what they call the pivot towards Asia, where they're putting more of their resources on the West Coast and lining up for what they believe will be a more strategic posture for the future, because they believe that the West Coast is where we will probably have our most problems.
McLaughlin says the main reason this proposal is even on the table in the first place isn't about strategy. It's about staying within the budget.
The fact that we cannot agree between the Congress and the executive branch on an appropriate level of funding, an appropriate level of taxation, and in which areas the expenditures will be made. We are under a process called sequestration where we cut across the board. It's a blind cut.
A listening session is anticipated to be held early next year, with indications leaning toward March. In the meantime, Senator Ritchie says the goal is to keep putting pressure on the Army to keep Fort Drum at its current staffing level.
To get the message out, we'll continue to collect signatures on the petitions. So when the listening tour date is set, that we'll be able to take those petitions along with, any other resolutions that we've received from local governments to the listening session, and be able to present a coordinated, group support from the community.
Fort Drum is home to about 38,000 soldiers and their families. The installation also employs nearly 5,000 civilians. For WRVO News, I'm Gino Gerentino.